Today's shiur in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Hei Omud Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are in the middle of Simin Shin Hei, which deals with what an animal is allowed to carry out on Shabbos and not be over the prohibition of the master of the animal, the Jewish owner of the animal, being prohibited to have his animal do work such as carrying on Shabbos. And we're at Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, Im Kashar Chevel Befi Hasus, Hareza Masoi. If you're going to just put a rope in the mouth of the horse, and the horse is going to go out with that rope in its mouth, that's considered a burden, that's considered carrying by the animal. Because lefish ain't mishtamerbo, because that really doesn't do anything to protect or control the animal. It will easily fall out of the mouth, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Tesvav. In the Nishmat Humipiv, the Mishnah Berurah says it will fall out of its mouth. And this is not the same, velo domi, la asar, that we talked about a rein or a bit that you put in the animal's mouth, shakosho berosho, veno nishma, and won't fall out. So the reason why you just can't put the rope in the mouth of the animal is because it's going to fall out. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Lotzeis chamor beprumbia. We explained yesterday this prumbia is some sort of an iron rein, which the Ramah reminds us again, Pirush resen shel barzel, an iron rein. So it's osur. It is forbidden for a donkey to go out with this, as we explained yesterday, and we see again here in Sifkot and Tezayin, Nizbar b'Sif Aleph, we learned this in yesterday's shir, the Dafka Chamro Luba, only the very strong donkeys that come from Lub, name of a place, they require such a extensive type of a shmira with this iron rein. They can muterbo, they can go out, but a regular donkey does not require such an excessive shmira, and as we pointed out in yesterday's shir, excessive shmira is forbidden. Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Kol behemo sh'asokel ro'am. Here we have a very important general rule, that all the details we gave in yesterday's shir and today's shir are for normal animals of that type. But if you have a particular animal that doesn't fit the mold, and that animal is particularly difficult to control and difficult to watch, Kol behemo sh'asokel ro'am. It's a hard animal. It's a difficult animal. So afa pi she'ein binos mino tzrichos li'osa shmira, even though the other animals of that species typically do not require such an excessive shmira. For those animals, it would be considered excessive, but for this particular bad animal that you have, v'hi tzricha, it requires such an extensive shmira, so then the halacha is mutter lotzeis bo. You would be allowed to use a stronger type of a shmira, what I called yesterday a level 1 type of a shmira, for an animal that normally only is allowed to have a level 2 type of shmira. If that particular animal is different than the other animals in its class, and it requires a more stronger shmira. And the Mishnah Berurah explains this in Sifkot Yud Zayin. Okay, now Filupari says this is true even for a docile animal like a cow. Shastoma in a tzricha shmira. A typical cow doesn't require any shmira. They don't run away. They don't give you a hard time, as we will learn. Kidlakama b'sof Sif Yud Zayin. Nevertheless, emhimo redis. If this is a rebellious cow, if this is an animal that requires more shmira than the typical animal of its category of its species, muteris lotzeis bechevel soviv tzavara. Then you would be allowed to go out with a rope around its neck. I.e., you could use a more extensive shmira than that type of animal normally requires. Sif Hei. Balei Hashir. Animals that normally go out with some sort of a collar. You have a leash attached to a collar. So, for example, Kigon Klovim Sholtzayodim. You have dogs that were used by hunters. So these types of animals, they needed to control them, so they would go out with some sort of a collar with had a leash attached to it. Or the Chayos Kitanos, or other small animals, Sheesh Lehem Kimin Etzodo Soviv Tzaravan, they have some sort of a collar around them. You have a small little pet, and that animal has a collar on it normally. The tabas kavua boy, it has some sort of a ring in its collar, which you attach a rope to. Machnisim baritzur, you attach a strap or a leash, a rope to it. Umoshkin osamba, and you normally would lead the animal, control the animal with this leash and collar. So on Shabbos, mutar sheyetzu b'shir hakoruch al tzavaron. You'd be allowed to go out with this leash and collar on Shabbos. V'yicholim l'moshel b'hem, and even to lead the animal with such a leash and a collar, you're not considered carrying it as well, although we'll have to learn more of these dinim in an upcoming shir as to how and when they apply. Sivkot Yudches, the Mishnah Berurah explains, for example, for dogs, he gave this example, but it would be other examples as well. V'u'adin d'sus, yotzi b'shir. He brings down from the Mishnah that the same thing would apply to a horse, is allowed to go out with a collar around its neck. Sivkot Yudches, we said that you can do the same thing for small animals that you have. Hainu elu dar chayu b'hochi b'chol. We're talking here about animals that on a weekday normally go out with a collar around them. However, Aval Chasul Osur, in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, cats didn't have collars around them because the Sogile Bechevel Kotum Yama, they didn't have a specific type of a collar. They would just have a little rope around their neck, and that would be enough to control the cats. And therefore, if it went out with a collar, v'zehu lo nitirusa yisei rosa, and this would be considered an excessive type of a shmira for the animal. And this is mashma from the Gemara over there as well. Siv Katan Chof, the Mishnah Berurah says that you'll have to go out with the strap attached to the collar. Rot Salomar, Sharitzua Hatzluya Bashir, the strap, the rope, the leash that is attached to this collar, Koruch Al Savaron, is allowed to be wrapped around the neck of the animal. Kanal Basiv Katan Yud Beis, as we've already learned previously, when we said we could wrap around the rein, the remaining rope of the rein, if it's too long, around the neck of the animal. This is not considered carrying or a burden for the animal. Sivkon Chafalif, we said in the Mechaber that you could even lead the animal with this leash and collar. Hainu, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Shimrotze Yuchal Limshoch Oso Ayideh Haritzuvat Luya, the hanging free part of the rope, the part that's not attached to the collar, the other end. You can grab it and take it and lead the animal. But there will be additional caveats that we will learn, Ayin Lakam and Siv Tezayin, for what those caveats will be. Now we go to Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, Elim, rams, male sheep, Yotzim Levuvim, they're allowed to go out with a process called Levuvim. What is this? The Mechaber tells us, Vu, or this is some sort of a leather cloth, Shekoshrim Lahem Tacha Zechrusim, that you put it underneath the genitals, Shelo Yalu Alanakevos, in order that it is going to be difficult or impossible for them to mount a female sheep. This is essentially, therefore, some sort of a chastity mechanism over here to prevent the males from coming onto the sheep, because you don't want that at this point in time, for whatever the reason, it's going to make the animals weaker, etc. Similarly, a person is allowed to put on his female sheep, his ewes, varechelos, yotzo shechuzos. They're allowed to go out in this process called shechuzos. What is that? The Mechaber tells us, v'shekoshrin al yoson klapimala, you tie its tail up, going in an upward direction rather than hanging down, to facilitate, k'dei sheyalu aleihem hazcharim, here, for whatever the reason, you want the males to mount the females, so you facilitate this by doing this process called shechuzos. Likewise, the female sheep, the ewes, are allowed to go out, the yotzos kivunos. They can go out with this process called kivunos. What's that? V'ushikoshrin beged svivon, you wrap some sort of a garment around them, lishmor hatsemer shienoki, in order to make sure that their wool doesn't get dirty. It stays nice and clean. And finally, the Mechaber continues in this similar line. He says, the goats, v'ha'izim tsuros, they're allowed to go out bound. What does that mean? V'ushikoshrin roshe daden, you're allowed to go and wrap around them some type of a cloth or a garment over here on their udder, on the mammary gland of the goat. And the purpose of this, the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Siv Katan Chav Beis, is Bishvil HaChalav, it's to protect the milk, Kemoshe Yisbar, as we will explain. Now, the Mishnah Berurah has it as a side over here, Etam Kolelu, the reason behind allowing the person to put these things on his animal, the rams, the ewes, the goats, the reason why. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Tam Kolelu da'afapish ein nasilem l'shmira shalol roch, even though these aren't for protection to make sure the animal doesn't run away, and that was the first types of things that we had talked about in yesterday's share, in the beginning of today's share. Nevertheless, mikol makum kivishanasin l'shmiras gufan, but these are here to protect the guf of the animal, l'shomer b'nei atzar, to protect them from pain or suffering, shaloyu muchashim, they shouldn't become weak, or, alternatively, omibnei tzarmim, what to protect their wool, ubriyusam v'tovasam, and to make sure that they stay nice and healthy and good. So all of these things are permitted because hevilu kemalbush liodim. This is the equivalent of clothing on a person. V'lo lamasu lehem, and it's not considered a burden that they're carrying, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah explains, umutarin lotzitzbam, and he brings us down the name of the lavush, that you're allowed to go out with the items that we just mentioned over here because of these reasonings. In Dirshafut number 80 brings down the reason why B'tam HaDover Shadvarim El Nechshavim Kitzarach HaBehema, why are these things considered for the benefit of the animal, even though Nitonim Alel L'Tuelas HaBalim, it's really for the protection of the benefit of the owner, not so much for the animal. V'lo L'Tuelas HaBehema. So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Dibros Moshe brings down Shekevon Shetovas HaBehema She'elo Odon Shedoeg L'Maichla Ulbriyosa. Since if the owner is happy with the animal, he's going to be concerned and worried to make sure that the animal is well fed and is healthy. So it's therefore for the benefit of the animal that the owner should be happy. And therefore this will make the owner happy. Therefore ultimately it will make the animal happy. So therefore it is for the benefit of the animal. And therefore all of these things are actually for the benefit of the animal, even though it doesn't look that way. Furthermore, Rav Moshe writes, zehu balim al guf abema, the man is the owner of this animal. And therefore yesh lo koach levatel legufa as kol mashu tzorach l'tovoso. He says an additional reason is because it's to his benefit. And therefore, if it's to his benefit, he's allowed to do these things to the goof of the animal. Then the Mechaber qualifies it so much. He says, "V'dafka kishekoshrim osam kidei shi'itztamku dadeim v'lo yachlevo." He says, when you're doing this over here to bind it around the udder, that's only if you tie it tight enough over here that it will dry up the udder and not allow the udder to continue to produce milk. The oz, mihadik shapir. In this way, you know you'll tie it on tight and we won't be concerned that it will fall off. However, however, if you're putting it there in order to make sure that the milk doesn't fall onto the ground, then you're going to tie it loosely. That would be osir. The lo mahadik shapir, because you're not tying it tight, and we have to be concerned. Chayshinon dil manafil the osir lasuya. It may come off the animal, and you'll come to carry it dal ramos in the rishus harabim. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chav Gimel explains, "V'afilu im kosher b'shvil zeh kis al daden." Even if you're going to put some sort of a pocket over there, this garment that you're tying and wrapping around the udder over here, as long as you're tying it tight, gam kein shapir domi, it is permissible over here. It's not a problem, as brought down in the Gemara, which alludes to this idea. Sivkan Chav Dalid, v'chayshin on dilman nafil. We have to be concerned if you don't wrap it tight that it will fall off and you'll carry it dal amos v'shus harabin. However, avo belav hochi, it would imply over here that if it wasn't for the concern that you'll come to carry a dalet amos in the shus harabin that it could fall off, mashma dohaya mutter velo havi masri. It's not a problem over here of carrying, it's only a problem that it may come to fall off. But from a carrying point of view, it wouldn't be a problem. Why? The choshiv malbush b'mesh shomer b'ze es chalavo, because it's protecting the milk over here, and therefore that is considered a malbush for this behema, as we've already spoken out. And this is analogous to ukemo rechelim. This is the ewes, the female sheep, that we allowed to go out kivunos. Sheep were allowed to have some cloth material wrapped around them in order to protect their wool, keep it nice and white. As we said, dishari, that was permissible, b'mnei sheshomer b'zeh tzamam, it protects the wool. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, v'ayin lekamim b'sifyut aleph, we're going to learn the mitzvah shem in an upcoming shir, the osir li'izim, they were going to say that it's forbidden for the goats to go out with a pocket or some sort of a cloth tied around their udders, that's hanging from it. The purpose there has nothing to do with the milk, but it's to protect the udder from getting pierced with thorns as the animal is walking. The udders are hanging down, and they could get ripped with thorns. So that is forbidden. Myri Hossam, there we're talking about Shayut Srichim Od Lecholim. There you want the milk still, and therefore you're not going to tie it tightly. V'lo Hidkuha Shapir, Kadesh Lo Yitztamik Lecholim. And therefore you're not going to tie it so tight because the milk would dry up if you tie it too tight. And therefore, Lekach Osir, in that situation it's Osir because we're concerned that it's going to fall off. But if you tie it tight, we're not concerned that it's going to fall off. There's no problem of carrying, and it is permissible. The issue foot number 9 brings down. Here we write, Kan Kosav Shashmirahu Shalo Yitztamik Echolav. Here we're saying, so the milk shouldn't dry up. However, Ach Legavi Hadin Sheizim Yosos Tsruos, before we said that the goats will have to go out bound, so Shulchan Aruch said, Hainu Shekoshim Roshe Dadeim Sheitztamku Velo Yachlevu. There we said that the purpose was to Bedavka dry up the udder, that it shouldn't be able to be milked. So it seems to be at odds with each other. So the Aruch HaShulchan explains that sometimes you want one way and sometimes you want it another way. Yesh, izim, shmeinos, there are those fat types of goats, shetovoson lahecholev, they're good for milking. Vale and kotsav, and about them, shashmir hi shalo yitztamik acholev, there you don't want the milk to dry up and that's why you protect it. And v'yesh izim kechushos, but there are weaker goats, for them it's better, hatova hi shiitztamik acholev, we don't want them being used for milk because it weakens the animal. Furthermore, he adds, shekivan shein kinyano shaladim, since it's ultimately, as we pointed out from Moshe before, it's the owner's prerogative. So Mashu rotze ledato beguf bali chayim. He can do whatever he wants with his animals, and that's considered for their benefit, ketova kemalbush, and it's therefore like a malbush, and it's not a problem for them to wear these things. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Chamor yotze b'mardas. A donkey is allowed to go out with a mardas. What is a mardas? So the Ramo explains, Pirush, kimin ukaf koton. This is a certain type of like a small saddle. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Chavav, he brings down, Ayin b'levush yisrod, shetzorech lomar kimin ukaf godol. It actually should say over here, a large type of a saddle. Shemenichan ala chamor, the purpose of this is not for riding, but the purpose of this is you place it on the donkey, and that's why it makes sense that it should be a large type of a saddle or a cloth. Kol hayom, you leave it on the donkey all day long. Kulo kidei sheyischamim. The donkeys, as we'll see, are very sensitive to the cold, and they're always cold. And therefore, you put this blanket, this type of large saddle, over the donkey, and you leave it on it all day. So the chamor is allowed to go out with that because that's for the benefit of the chamor. V'hu should take shurlo erev Shabbos, but you have to tie it on well on erev Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Chavhei. The mitzvah betzina, donkeys are very sensitive to the cold. They're very pained by cold. The chamra, these donkeys, afilu betkufas tamas, even in the heat of the summer, karirale, are always cold. The nechshav kemalbush, and therefore this mardas over here, this large blanket that you keep over the donkey, is considered a lavush for the donkey. And this is only allowed, as we said, v'davka kishikishur on the Erev Shabbos, as long as you tied it on Erev Shabbos. Why? Does gali daito, then you're demonstrating that clearly it's to his interest, me esmo shetzrich lakach, that he wants this on Friday. So therefore, it's considered a lavush. Avolim kisharo b'Shabbos, but if you put it on Shabbos, otzulotzeisbo, then you're not allowed to go out with the animal wearing this mardas. Because kiven de lo galya daito me Erev Shabbos, shei lo lamalbush, because you're not demonstrating before Shabbos started that this is a lavush for the animal. When it wears it on Friday, so then you're demonstrating this is a normal lavush. But you've only put it on Shabbos, it could look chas v'shalom like you're using it to carry the mardas from one place to another. It could be thought of as a harama. And this can be seen in the Sharet Zion, Oschaf Aleph, where he brings down, according to Rashi, Lefizeh, Hevi Deraisa. This would be an Issa Deraisa. And Tosus says, the Kosha B'Shabbos, when you tie it on a Shabbos, Merzei Kimiskavin Lotzos HaMardas. It looks like you're intending to carry out the Mardas, and this is a Harama trick to do it. And furthermore, V'gam de Merzei Kimiskavin Lohole Chabehema L'mokom Rochok. And it also looks like you're intending to take the animal for a long trip, which is also a problem. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, all other animals, Zushar, Kolab, Hemos, Asuras, they are not allowed to go out with this Mardas because they don't need it. As the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkot and Chav Zayin, Lefish Ein Hatzino Koshel Hen, Vahavi HaMardas Masui, because other animals don't have this cold that they are sensitive to, and therefore for them to wear such a large blanket, this Mardas, that would be considered a burden for them. Finally, the Mechaber concludes and he says, Lo Yetze Be'ukaf, and the animal's not allowed to go out with a saddle. Afal pisha koshlo me'erev Shabbos. And here, even if the saddle is tied on an erev Shabbos, the animal's not allowed to go out with it. And the Mishnah explains, Sivkar and Chavches, de'eno ukaf mo'elo, the heavy masri, because there's no benefit whatsoever to the animal for the saddle, and therefore it's a burden for the animal and it's carrying and it's osur. The davka mardas, only this large saddle, this blanket that we said that you're putting over the animal, the donkey, moa, that's benefit to the animal, shumunach al kolagof, it covers up most of the body of the donkey and keeps it warm. As opposed to masha en kenuka of a saddle, en mechamim elabamokum shumunach, it only warms up a little bit of the place where it's physically sitting, it doesn't do anything for the rest of the animal, the rest of the body of the animal, and therefore it's a masui and it is forbidden. With that, we will conclude today's shiur.